Welcome to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. It has definitely become fall up here in the Pacific Northwest. We've had a lot of fog. The leaves have been turning. The temperatures have been getting cooler. All of that has been great. Fall has been, like I said before, one of my favorite times of year. But one of the things that happens in the fall is we get this beautiful temperature inversion and a lot of fog sets in. And that'll last off and on for several months. And I love just the way the light dances in and out of the fog. Some days it hangs over the whole valley and the whole part of where I live for pretty much the entire day. Other days it drifts off earlier in the day and we get a really sunshiny day. But that was the seed of my thought for today's podcast, was that notion of the fog. And how does fog relate to our photography? And not in the literal sense of photographing in the fog, but how that fog becomes a metaphor for aspects of our photography. The one I wanted to focus on today is that photography really needs to focus on, I think, one thing to truly be successful. I get asked a lot, what makes a successful photograph? What makes a compelling photograph? And early on in our process, we focus in on technique, composition, framing, things like that. But as you start to look really at what makes really strong photography, really strong photographs, iconic photographs, is that they are really focused on the idea behind the photograph more than the photograph. So in many ways, I think about this as, what are you focused on behind the camera? Are you defining the what, which is the subject, or are you defining the why, which is more about the idea? So the nature of the things you're drawn to photograph, understanding why you're photographing those, what is the idea behind that? Because if you don't, what you end up photographing is nothing more than a building or a tree or a person or a cup of coffee, and it is nothing but the object. And that becomes something different than what a lot of people strive for in their photography. So as we think about what are all the elements of photography, we've got color and tones and textures and values. So no matter whether you do black and white or color, you've got at your disposal a number of things that go into the creation of the photograph. We can look at how all of those elements come together, and if those elements are good, we still could have a not interesting or not compelling photograph. So even a full range of tonality in a black and white image, or really interesting compositional elements in terms of color or gesture, still don't hold together. And part of the reason for that, I think, is that when we look at a photograph, what we really strive for is a deeper understanding of something that we don't fully understand or fully grasp or fully appreciate. So even a pretty photograph, even if it's just a pretty photograph, if it's giving us access into something in our own psychology and in our own way of seeing the world that was different than when we started looking at the photograph, that proves valuable. However, our ideas, the central tenet, the theme, if you go back to writing essays in like second or third grade and they always talked about what was the theme of your essay, if we start to think about the theme of our photography, really, what is at its core? What is at its essence? And the challenge here is that sometimes what we're responding to may in fact be in the context of the broader history of art or the broader history of photography. We may be doing something in the postmodernist methodologies as a response to what happened in modernism. And that's still the idea, is a response to the prior existence of how photography and art was created. The idea might be to convey a certain level of emotion or response or to tell a story. Maybe your family is recovering from some sort of trauma and you want to tell the story and convey the idea of what it's like to survive that trauma. Maybe it's about the telling of a particular aspect of the environment. If you think about those images as a part of conveying the idea that the environment should on some level remain pristine. And whether you agree with the idea, whether you believe he succeeded in that, that was one of the core elements behind Ansel's work. If you look at some other photographers who are in the environmental movement, they show the destruction of the environment. They show the pillaging of the environment in a way that's different to say, how do we respond to that? So with the core tenet behind all that is this idea. I think one of the biggest challenges when we go out to photograph sometimes is we don't necessarily understand what the idea is that we're attempting to convey. We focus in on, like I said, a lot of other elements. We focus on the technical aspects, making sure we have the right equipment, the right length, the right lens. But are we focusing in on that idea? If we have an idea, we can eventually get to that storytelling element and that story narrative that we oftentimes talk about in photography and about how a picture tells a story and how we convey storytelling through the photograph. The seed before that is the idea and understanding really what is the position to move forward with that. What is the idea that we want to translate? And what are then the building blocks of several ideas that come together to create those stories? One of the other challenges I think that comes with this idea concept is oftentimes we may have a compelling idea, but we don't successfully translate that into our photography. And I see this sometimes when I attend a gallery or I look at somebody's work where I think the concept is fantastic, but the work just doesn't match the concept. They've overexceeded their ability at the time to execute. So what we end up with is a really compelling written narrative, but not an interesting visual implementation of that narrative or implementation of that idea. And then we get stuck with, okay, well, now we just have an interesting concept, but not interesting work. I think that's a risk at times for us when we start to get clarity for the idea and we believe that we got the clarity through the photography. And it's not as cut and dry as that. It doesn't necessarily mean because we have a great idea, we get a great photograph, or out of a great photograph, we get and understand the idea we were working on. They need to mirror each other. They need to hold each other's hands as a relationship to move forward. So at times we may find a compelling idea that pulls itself out of our work, that pulls itself out of our photographs. And other times we may approach with that idea up front. It doesn't matter which way you approach it. What matters is that the work you put in and that the images can stand on their own as compelling images without all of the context you may wrap up around your explanation of what the idea was. It is really easy for us to sell the idea. It's harder for us to sometimes create the images that express the idea. And like I said, it's when those two come together that we end up with something much more compelling. As you start to look at your own work, one of the interesting things I think about the way we approach our work and the way we shoot and the things we photograph is oftentimes we have no awareness sometimes of how we're processing our own ideas, how we're processing our own whys of the world. We shoot and subconsciously a lot of that artistic energy, that artistic effort starts to manifest itself. And as you work on your images, we start to pull them together and we create larger bodies of work. And we look for whether we're going to put them in a book for a holiday gift, or we're going to put them on a wall for a gallery, or you just want some nice photographs for the wall. We're going to give some photographs to somebody, whatever it is. Doesn't really matter, but you're creating images for external consumption. One of the things that's interesting is a lot of times these disparate photographs that don't seem to relate to one another start to get to pulled together by a common idea. And it's the idea that holds them together. It's the experience of that idea. It's the cadence and the rhythm of that idea that helps those photographs stick together. So as you go through and look at your photographs, one of the things to do is if you can get a series of ideas written down, big high-level concepts you're working with, or even if you've got the idea of the high-level concept as a narrative and you've developed some smaller elements of that, you've got some plot pulled out, you've got some different smaller ideas, sub-ideas pulled out of that, start to edit towards that across your entire body of work. And if a photograph intrinsically feels or organically feels like it belongs to that idea, even if the subject matter doesn't hold, even if the content of the image doesn't seem to hold, start to pull thematically together your work. Start to see how these different ideas are expressing themselves visually. You might find that as you get farther and farther down the road around having clarity around the ideas that you have, that you've actually got a lot more work to those ideas, and you may find that you have a different way of telling that idea and expressing that narrative than you had before, because you have found a more interesting way to visually represent that. You're not going to be stuck with bad photographs behind an interesting idea or interesting photographs wrapped up in an esoteric concept. You're going to find that, wow, if I actually look at my photographs under the lens of what are the ideas and what's the why behind the photograph, what's the element behind the photograph that I'm interested in, you might find that you're creating a much more strong and much more engaging type of photography. At the same time, I would venture to say if you went back and really examined the photographs that aren't compelling to you or aren't holding together or aren't that interesting, and you start to examine the why behind the photograph was taken. What was the idea you were trying to express? What was the thought you were trying to convey? What was that? And I would be willing to bet that in at least 50% of the cases, you're not really sure why or what you were trying to express. You have some notion that there was visually something interesting going on, but in terms of pulling out your own energies and your own ideas and your own focus to really narrow that down to something compelling is a step that was missing. That's the part of the experience that I think for most of us, if we start to redirect our efforts into understanding what is the central theme, the central idea, the central reason behind the click of the camera, we may end up taking a lot less photographs, but at least we'll have what we believe to be our more compelling photographs. And for most people, I think we would take 2 or 3 compelling photographs every day over 1,000 non-interesting photographs. So a little of that selection of understanding that. Now, the great part about this is that's something you can do before you even leave the house with a camera in the morning. If you start to understand what these core ideas that you focus on are, these core beliefs, these core tenets, these core themes, whatever you want to call them, if you have those ideas in your head, you understand what those are, they will just naturally drift out of the shooting process. But it's heightening your awareness of that and getting clarity on that and accepting that that's your focus. One of the other challenges I think we run into is that we sometimes believe what we're focusing on may not be that interesting. I can assure you that if it's holding your interest long enough for you to photograph, that there is something interesting there. You may not fully understand it yet, but that's part of the exploration of art. That's part of the exploration of our creativity, is it's at its core, it's about answering the why question. It's about understanding that there are ideas that need to be explored and digging to the roots of those. So I think you'll find it's a really compelling time if you allow yourself to fall into that. Your interest in your art, your interest in your photography, your interest in your exploration of other photographers will get higher if we start to focus in on that idea element. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. It really does mean the world to me that you tune in and listen to the podcast. You can always tell people about the podcast or give us a ranking or a review up on any of the podcast sites. That's always helps other people find the podcast. I hope you have a great week. Don't forget to spend time with family, friends, and loved ones. Don't forget to get out there and do something creative this week. Even if it is just rearranging your bookshelf into a creative new order, whatever it is, just make sure you do something creative. You'll find that it becomes easier to be creative all the time if you're creative some of the time. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.